Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning is written for us in St. John chapter 11, beginning at the 25th verse. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live, even if he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never perish. Do you believe this?" "Yes, Lord," she told him. "I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who has come into the world." So far our text, let us pray. Heavenly Father, these are your words. They are the truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. In Jesus the Christ, dear fellow redeemed, Moses was drawn in by a supernatural event. One day while he was watching the sheep, he saw a bush on fire that wasn't being burnt, wasn't being consumed. So he went over and had a look. God spoke to him from the bush and revealed that he had heard the cries of his people and was going to act. Moses was told that he was going to be sent to Egypt to lead God's people out of that land of slavery to the promised land of Canaan. In that conversation between Moses and God, Moses asked God, "Who should I say has sent me?" In response, God told Moses to tell the Israelites, "I am has sent you." Jesus makes some powerful I am statements. I am the bread of life. I am the good shepherd. I am the gate or the door. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Or in our text, I am the resurrection and the life. Many Christians see these great I am statements of Jesus to be claims by Jesus that he is the one that spoke from the burning bush to Moses, that he is the one that led his people out of the land of slavery to the promised land of Canaan. They are claims that Jesus is God. So here in our text, Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and I am the life." Notice he doesn't say, "I am a resurrection or a life." There is one resurrection and one life, and Jesus is the source of them. Now, why can Jesus make that claim? He can make it because he is God, the source of all life. But to claim to be the resurrection, that's more than just claiming to be a source of life. Because there is one thing that causes death, and that is sin. So Jesus, in this great I am statement, is really bringing home to us the seriousness of our relationship with him. He says, "Whoever believes in me will live even if he dies." and whoever lives and believes in me will never perish. And the Greek actually says there, will not die eternally. Do you realize, and maybe it's better to ask, are you living as if your connection with Jesus is a matter of life and death? It is. Jesus is the resurrection and the life, the only ones. And therefore, your connection to him, your belief and faith in him, is a matter of life and death. Again, are you living as if that is true? Where are your priorities at the moment? Even today? Is your connection with Jesus not just a high priority, but the highest priority that you have? People will often express that a close encounter with death will cause them to reprioritize their lives. It may not be that they're the one that came close to death, but as Martha experienced, a loved one died. But maybe a proclamation of a terminal illness, something like that. It causes people to reevaluate what is truly important to them. And even from an earthly level, we'll do that and we'll realize, well, money isn't so important, our family is. But if we're living in a life and death situation, then we have to look at our priorities. You are dying. Oh, I hope it's a long way off. But you are dying. We all are because of our sins. Every small little sin that we commit deserves that we be punished eternally, that we perish. And so whether you're mindful of it or not, you're not actually in a process of living. You're in a process of dying. And if you accept that as true, what does that mean then about your priorities? If Jesus' great statement, I am the resurrection and the life, is true, then your faith in him is the most important thing. Because that's going to determine whether you really live. Martha understood who Jesus was. She said, you are the Christ, that's the Messiah, the promised one of God. You are the Son of God who has come into the world. She believed that he was and is the one who spoke to Moses from the burning bush. Now, Jesus made this great statement. And you might say words are easy to say. But he would soon demonstrate the truth of his statement. Just a little while after this, he would go to the grave of Martha's brother, Lazarus. Lazarus had been dead 4 days. In the Jewish mind, it was unthinkable that Jesus could raise Lazarus. Yet Jesus demanded that the stone be rolled away. And with simply the power of his word, Jesus called Lazarus from the grave, supernaturally demonstrating that he is the resurrection and the life. And not much longer after Lazarus' resurrection, Jesus would perform another supernatural event. He would rise from the dead himself. He had taken our sins into his own body. And he had even let that great enemy of ours, death, swallow him. But Jesus is the resurrection and the life. So death could not hold him. He tore death apart from the inside so that his statement, whoever believes in him will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in him will never perish, is true. Jesus has eternal life for you. He has come so that your sins can no longer sting you. He has emptied death. In fact, he has turned your grave into the door to heaven. So that great enemy no longer needs to fear you. One greater than death has come. One greater than death has died. And one greater than death is living. And because he lives, you also will live. See, your connection to Jesus is the highest priority. It's the most important thing that you possess. Don't let anyone or anything come between you and Jesus, because he has come so that you can live now and eternally. May God continue to pour out his Spirit upon you, pour out life upon you, so that you know your sins are forgiven and you will be in heaven one day, because Jesus is the resurrection and the life. To him be the glory, now and forever. Amen. Please stand for the blessing. And now may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you and acknowledge that because of our sins, we deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. And yet it was your will to punish Jesus in our place and to cause him to suffer the death that we deserve. We thank you that you raised him from the dead so that we can truly know that he is the resurrection and the life, and that through him, through faith in him, we possess eternal life. Help us to make this our highest priority. Surround us with friends and family who will strengthen us and help us to keep this as a high priority, so that nothing would separate us from Jesus and all that he has won for us through his life, death, and resurrection. We ask these things in his most holy name. Amen.